Living a foreign, you fi know it no easy. No believe everything pon the TV. 24/7 fi a $200. I know that great me. This is for every hustler. When you push it fi the kind, work hard every day. Just a hustle for your child. Box up if you know there never be a time you give up. All if the pressure make you want cry, that one do you.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back for a new episode of the Living in a Foreign podcast. I'm your host, Shanique, aka Shan, and we are going to talk about the trending topic of this past week. It's been a rough week. If you've been paying attention to your surroundings or paying attention to information that's been given out, you know the trending topic has been the coronavirus. So we're going to go into a discussion of the five takeaways from the coronavirus fears. Skincare is a very important part of our self-care routines. If you're looking for fun, amazing, and efficient skincare products, check out lulusholistic.com. I use their body butters all the time. It leaves my skin so moisturized. As a listener of this podcast, you can benefit by using our discount code, Living in a Foreign Podcast. You'll receive a 10% discount. Saving some money is better than saving no money, so enjoy the discount. So this episode is going to be very short and sweet. I basically want to highlight or give you my five takeaways from the coronavirus fears that's been wreaking havoc all week or all this past week. And first thing I want to highlight is the media coverage. The media is doing a fairly decent job in giving us all the information that we need and all the accurate information that we need. But at the same time, they are creating havoc and panic. I think specifically when I was at work, I looked up on a TV screen and there was a map of the US and it was just showing all the areas that have been affected by the coronavirus, all the states, it was highlighted. And the fact that they had that whole picture up on there, just to me, in my brain, it's like sending a signal to the public to say, yeah, this is gonna be a huge, it's like being in a movie, like you're in Resident Evil or something. It's just a lot to process, and I feel like the media is not being very responsible in terms of how they're highlighting the information and how they're presenting it to the public, because they make it seem like it's like a action movie or something. Like this is real life, and you have to be responsible. You can't create panic just because you feel like it's your job and it has to be exciting to present all this information. And at the same time, they're very irresponsible with their coverage because they're not telling you the full true story. They're highlighting how many people are being affected by it, how travel is being affected by it, which states are being affected, but they're not telling you the story of the actual people. They're not going out there to get the storage, which is kind of understandable because a lot of these people are being quarantined and they're supposed to be in highlighted, isolated areas and not with the public or near anyone. But there are several ways to connect with a person. You don't have to be in the room with them. You can always reach out to them via the internet, social media, wherever, and get their stories out there. There's plenty of people that are living with the coronavirus and have not died, or you're not highlighting the fact that several thousands of people die every year from the flu alone, but you're creating this huge panic over the coronavirus, which have not killed as much people as the flu. So I feel like the media need to be a lot more responsible with their coverage. Takeaway number two from the coronavirus fears, I would say preventative methods. Clearly you need to wash your hands before you eat, wash your hands before you do anything. It's just a thing to do. If you are not one, you'd be surprised. A lot of people do not practice healthy hygiene. So, I mean, this is going to be difficult for a lot of people that just don't know how to take care of themselves properly. So just wash your hands after doing everything. Wash your hands after you hold the car steering wheel. Wash your hands after you open doors. Wash your hands after you use the toilet, obviously. Wash your hands before you eat. Wash your hands before you handle any type of foods. Just basic hygiene is gonna be your saving grace here. And I think one huge thing that people are not talking about is you need to sanitize your phone. Like, please. Your phone is just as dirty as your hands. I feel like people don't pay enough attention to how dirty their phones are, and your hands are constantly on your phone. Some people even always have their phones even when they're using the bathroom. Even if you're not on the toilet on your phones, you might have it in your purse, or you might have it, you put it on the sink because you're about to use the toilet or whatever. But you really do need to sanitize your phone as much as you wash your hands. I would say that would definitely be just an everyday practical tip. Takeaway number three from the coronavirus threat is the effect on the global economy and thus the U.S. economy. Now, this virus started in Wuhan, China. China is the second largest economy in the world. So if China is down, if China's economy has gone down, and which it has gone down and will go down, it's going to cause a ripple effect, and that's going to pretty much affect the global economy. Right now, people are still under quarantine, still under lockdown. The government is slowly trying to get people out of their homes and back into the workforce labor to get factories back up and running. But specifically, the manufacturing sector of the economy here in the U.S. is being affected by the slowdown in China. For example, Apple, all of their actual devices are made in China. So that fancy iPhone that you want to go buy, all of that is made in China. And the manufacturing sector in China, they're not producing the devices and the screws that make up your phone anymore. So that's going to cause their profits to go down because their products are not being made. So you see where this is going. Also, you've seen, you've seen how the stock market went down because investors don't have any confidence. There's this degree of uncertainty because of the coronavirus. Our people are going to be out working. Why would I want to invest my money into this company or into this bond or into this business if I don't know what's going to happen? And that's why the stock market went down. There's too much uncertainty about the global economy, and that caused the stock market to plunge. Also, you're thinking about like simple regular people that actually import or export to China to sell their products or to make their products. Simple entrepreneurs and everyday people are being affected by this, so it's definitely going to have a ripple effect. Finally, trade is huge. We're still currently in a trade war with China. We're not completely resolved on that issue, so it's going to be pretty interesting to see what this is going to do to the trade war. Hopefully it will cause them to come to a swift agreement, because too much, each party is suffering at this point. So hopefully they can come to a swift agreement and things can go back to normal, or some type of forward direction, so each economy, the U.S. economy and the Chinese economy, can grow or become stable, because China's economy has slowed down and so has the U.S. economy. So let's get to work, people. We have things to do. Takeaway number four is the effects of the coronavirus on travel. Personally, I've heard about the coronavirus all week because I work in tourism and hospitality. So it was something that was constantly being talked about. A lot of people wanted to know about what's going to happen. There was such a huge degree of uncertainty about people and their travel plans, which is a given. But it's definitely affecting travel. People are not wanting to go to Europe anymore. They do not want to leave the country. They don't even want to travel in states. A lot of people are actually diverting their plans from traveling to Europe or outside of the country to traveling inside the country. So it's having some huge effects, but not too crazy. People are just choosing to travel in the US as opposed to internationally. I know cruise lines are going crazy right now. Like, people are not booking cruise, and you could probably book a cruise right now at a really great price. I went on Airbnb.com just looking at random prices for stays, and the prices are at a high lows, like really, really great prices. There is a huge advisory saying that there's a coronavirus. Pretty much it was a coronavirus advisory saying that, you know, this is what's happening. So you should be aware about when you want to travel, especially, I think, specifically for the countries that are being affected by the coronavirus. But pretty much, if you want to buy a plane ticket to go somewhere that has the coronavirus, it's mad cheap. That's if you can find a ticket. Funny enough, I was on Instagram or social media and someone put up a meme saying, wow, these tickets are mad cheap. I'm fitting to go on tour. And if you really want to go on tour, this is the time to go because you're going to get everything really super cheap. Funny enough, I want to go all over the world right now. Like, I'm getting a travel itch so bad. But I'm like, you know what? You want to probably get sick from the coronavirus, or you want to travel? Like, you know, pick or choose, because you really can't. Yeah. So if you're going to travel, you probably want to push those plans back. A lot of people, in my experience, again, I'm in the tourism industry, they've been pushing their plans back. So everybody's pushing their plans back into the fall season, more so in the summer season. Some people are still coming, they don't care. Some people are still traveling, they really don't care. Which is, in my experience, it seems like the world's going to end at least once a year, every year. And, you know, the sun comes up and goes down every year. So every day and every year. So might as well keep on keeping on. So number five, which is my takeaway from the whole coronavirus fair, is to keep calm and keep yourself up to date with the most accurate information. I'm one of the people that I'm ready to tune out the news. It's too much coverage for me. It's constant. And again, I'm in the tourism industry, so I hear about it every day. So at this point in time, I just have to tune out the news. If there's no huge update, I will stay away from the news. It is just too much and too constant for me. But keep calm and keep yourself up to date. Practice your preventative measures or methods and you'll be fine. The world is not coming to an end. The sun comes up every day and it sets every day, and the world keeps spinning, and we're gonna get through this, okay? One more thing before we wrap up this episode. I was curious to know what other Caribbean nationals that are living in the U.S., what their thoughts are about the coronavirus and how they're dealing with it. And I got a few people to talk to me. I actually went to one of my favorite Jamaican restaurants. It's called Island Vibes Jamaican Restaurant and Grill. So if you're ever in the Orlando area, make sure you check them out. They have amazing food. So here are some opinions from some people in the Jamaican diaspora here in the U.S. or here in Orlando, Florida, to be very specific.
Yes, I'm going to try. Yes. I'm so sorry.
All right, my opinion of coronavirus is that I think that
we have to be very careful about this because we don't know where it originated from, and you know, and how is how effectively they're working to contain it. So all I could say is for people to wash their hands as much as they can, you know, and if you get sick, don't wait. Go to the hospital, you know, because a simple common cold, you may think it's a common cold, but hey, it could be the virus, so you have to be careful. So just all I say, just be vigilant, you know. Don't let too many people invade your space, and that's all I can say right now. Until they can find a cure, because as of right now, we know they're looking for a cure, but no one can seem to figure out, you know, how it's being transmitted. So until they figure that out, we have to be very careful.
Do you think it's going to cause a recession to the economy?
Well, so far we see the effects on the stock market. We know the stock market dipped a few thousand points in the last week or so. So it's definitely making an impact. But as far as the economy going, and we have to watch now to see if the market is going to continue dropping, and if it's going to continue to drop. Then it may have a big impact on the economy. It's very possible.
Have you taken any type of precautions in reference to the coronavirus?
I think I wash my hand regularly. I don't necessarily touch my face because, I mean, for me, you know, that's just what I do. But not going out of the way to wash extra than usual. You know, I'm very mindful of what I touch and what I eat and who I touch and who I'm around. So, I mean, I'm just mindful of that because, you know, I worked in the tourism industry. So I learned from that, you know, you be very mindful. Germs are everywhere. You know what I mean? Airborne germs are all over. So I just very cautious with that. So for me, I didn't have to take any extra steps for being prepared.
In terms of, were you one of those individuals that went to Walmart and stock up on toilet?
Nope.
You didn't stock up on anything.
I didn't stock up on anything. Didn't buy anything extra that I normally would buy for my household. Nothing extra.
Okay. So, in your opinion, do you think the media is overblowing the whole coronavirus threat or the fear of coronavirus?
Not necessarily. I mean, the media got to report. You know, they're not going to report every single detail, but they got to spread awareness. You know what I mean? And some people have their own opinions of it. Everybody have their own opinion of it. So the media may say, okay, well, this is what you have to do. This is what you shouldn't do, but it's up to you on what you take from it. You know what I mean? Everybody else has got to form their own opinion. And, you know, what you should do, all of these things are precautions. Yes, they put these in place for a reason. Fine. But it's how you are going to go about it throughout your daily life. You know what I mean? So, I mean, they got to report what they got to report, but it's what you take from it. It's what you want to sound like.
Have you noticed the media has not given any information about people that are actually living with the coronavirus or people that have recovered from the coronavirus, or even highlight the fact that more people die from the flu than actual coronavirus?
Yeah, they haven't. They haven't really talked about the survivors or people that have tested positive for it and how they are treating them or what symptoms and what steps they're taking. I vaguely and briefly heard, you know, if you feel like you've contracted it, you are to isolate yourself or whatever, but that's about it. I haven't heard, well, you do this, you do that, or whatever, but they're just trying to raise awareness to say, hey, this is what's happening, this is what you're going to do, and people are dying from it. That's about it, but not in detail to say, well, this is what you should do if you, you know, come in contact with it or whatever like that. No, not
really. One more question. Do you think it's going to affect the economy, the U.S. economy, to be specific?
To be honest, no, not really. I don't, right now, I don't see it affecting the U.S. economy. I feel as though they're watching it, from my opinion. They're watching it to see how far it will go before they act and say, okay, well, we need to take some sort of precaution and get this thing under control. That's how I feel. So I feel as though it's just a matter of time before they come back and say, well, hey, you know, this is a vaccine or this is a vaccination to prevent, you know, the coronavirus or whatever. So, I mean, honestly, I don't think it will affect the U.S. economy.
So you're saying that the coronavirus does not affect black people?
That's what I'm saying, exactly that.
So you're not concerned about the coronavirus at all?
I'm taking precaution, but not really concerned.
Okay. What is your opinion of the coronavirus?
I think it's a population control.
Okay.
And that's pretty much what I think about it, because it's not new. They're acting like it is, but it's not new. It's been here for a long time.
Do you think the media has overblown the whole fears or the whole information about the coronavirus?
I think they're making us aware of it. I know how dangerous it is, but it too shall pass, like swine flu, bird flu, Ebola, and all those other man-made diseases. It's not going to be here for a long time. It's like a sales pitch. If you look at it, it's the cure is here before the disease. So obviously, it's a sales tactics and it's a population control. That's my opinion about it, though.
Do you think it's going to affect the economy?
For improving it or spiraling it?
Do you think it's going to cause a recession?
No, I don't think so. I think if nothing, it's going to boost the economy, I think.
How?
I mean, you're going to have to buy prescribed medication for that reason. And stock market for whatever new drugs they're trying to put on the market, it's going to go up. So I don't think the economy is going to go down for it. And think about it. Can the economy go any lower?
Did you personally do any type of preparation this past week in concern or in effect for your fight against the coronavirus?
No. Hell no.
So you were not one of those people going to Walmart buying all the sanitizers, all the paper towels, all the toilet papers or anything like that?
No. Why would I do that? It's daily cleanliness. You go to the bathroom, wash your hand. Before you eat, you wash your hand. Simple. You don't need to prepare. Prepare for what?
All right, so what are your thoughts on the coronavirus?
You can't put the camera on my people, see me.
No, the camera is the audio.
Okay, because I'm not busy about the corona. Corona go feel me, I'm not go my way.
Did you prepare for the corona? Did you buy any extra paper towels?
I ain't buying nothing extra. Just a normal day for me. Nothing extra. Leave everything to God. I'm the creator. I know the best.
Do you think the coronavirus is going to cause a recession? Or you're going to lose money over the coronavirus?
Well, it already started already because I'm a lot long business. So, you know, things are good. Stock market, I'll drop everything. So, I don't worry about it. What if it be? So, all I do is just keep the trust. And one day, then find a cure for it. So, we think about something different.
Why do you think they're buying all the toilet papers?
Because people are scared. They don't have nothing.
What do you think they're going to do with all those toilet papers they're buying?
I don't know what they're going to do with so much toilet paper, because you can't get water. Much of the water more concerned to me than the toilet paper. Because you have to drink water. You have to use toilet paper.
So if you run out of toilet paper, where are you?
I don't know, but you find some alternative, but you can't do without water. Your body need water. Your body make up of water, so you have to have water.
Listeners, thank you so much for your participation and your support. Thank you for listening to us. Continue to give us your feedback and reviews. Give us a review on Spotify. You can also give us a review on Apple Podcasts. We are able to hear from you if you send us an email at livinginafarin@yahoo.com. We also have livinginafarin@gmail.com. You can send us a message if you listen from Anchor at anchor.fm. Send us a message. We can hear you and we can cover topics that you want to cover. Please, thank you for your support.